Alaska's 2021 cruise season is blocked after Canada bans ships for another year. And students participate in Skagway's first Native Youth Olympics Club. This is your KHNS local news. I'm Claire Strempel. Those stories and more are up next. Canada has banned cruise ship travel in its waters for another year. Canadian transportation officials say the prohibition is a precautionary measure during the pandemic. As KHNS's Henry Leisher reports, the ban means cruises to Alaska are off the table in 2021 as well.
U.S. maritime law says foreign-flagged cruise ships need to stop in Canada between U.S. ports. That's why large cruise lines like Holland America, Norwegian Cruise Line, and Royal Caribbean stop in British Columbia before they begin their trips in Alaska. So when the Canadian government prohibited cruise ship travel to its ports last year, it effectively ended cruise tourism in Alaska, too. That cruise ship ban has now been extended until February of 2022. Juneau City Manager Rory Watt said he isn't surprised.
You know, since the new year, the tea leaves and the news has been progressively more pessimistic for the return of cruise ships this summer.
But he thought the extension of the ban might be for a few months, not the whole year. It's not a done deal in Watt's mind, though. And the order from the Canadian government could be rescinded if the pandemic conditions improve before next February. But in Skagway, Mayor Andrew Cremata doesn't see any way forward in the meantime.
Any idea that there could be some kind of workaround is off the table now, because the Canadian government has stated very clearly that cruise ships will not even be allowed in Canadian waters.
Some members of the cruise industry are hoping for an exemption from the law that requires cruise ships to stop in Canada before heading to Alaska. Hours after the announcement, the office of Alaska Congressman Don Young sent a three-page letter to the White House urging the Biden administration to help find a legal workaround with Canada that could salvage Alaska's 2021 cruise season. Not all cruises are affected by Canada's ban. Small cruise ships that start and end in Alaska will be able to operate when they meet COVID-19 protocols from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. But if Southeast Alaska port communities are going to weather another year without any revenue from cruise ship passengers and related businesses, Rory Watt in Juneau said it's not going to happen without some help.
We are going to be hoping and praying for a large federal stimulus package.
According to the Cruise Lines Industry Association, cruises contributed $1.3 billion in direct spending to Alaska and generated 23,000 jobs before the pandemic. Businesses in Skagway have struggled to stay afloat after a year without any cruise tourism. It's pretty much the town's only industry. The municipality has scheduled a town hall meeting for next week to discuss backup plans now that it's clear ships won't be back this summer. With reporting from Jennifer Pemberton, Eric Stone, and Jacob Resnick, in Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
Skagway musher Erin Letzring and her dogs took first place in the John Bear Grease Marathon Dog Sled Race in Duluth, Minnesota this week. It was her first Bear Grease Marathon. She edged out former Skagway resident and defending champion Ryan Reddington and his team by 7 seconds. The Bear Grease is the longest race in the lower 48. For some mushers, it's a testing ground for the Iditarod. Skagway students have been learning traditional Alaska Native games in preparation for the Native Youth Olympics. As KHNS's Henry Leisha reports, it's part of a wider effort to develop more Native sports programs throughout Southeast Alaska.
Skagway Traditional Council President Jamie Bricker is an 8th Aleut, but she doesn't know much about her family's heritage.
My grandfather was relocated to Skagway during World War II from Kodiak, and put in the Pius X mission here and essentially Americanized.
She says as she learned about Native culture in Southeast Alaska, she realized how important it is to preserve that heritage. Last fall, Bricker stumbled upon an opportunity to bring traditional Alaska Native sports to Skagway with help from the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute. She says it got her really excited.
Really just felt inspired, especially with everything that was going on with COVID and my own children not being able to participate in their traditional Western sports. Basketball is huge for them, huge in Southeast Alaska, and they They just weren't getting any opportunity for exercise.
Breaker signed up for a training program to learn more about coaching for Alaska's Native Youth Olympics, now known as the NYO Games. She was trained by Kyle Worrell, an NYO coach based in Juneau. He says that NYO programs are widespread throughout Alaska and athletes have many opportunities to compete.
There are practices, there are regional competitions and district competitions, and there's statewide competitions to international. The state competition for Native Youth Olympics is held in April, and that's in Anchorage. And usually they get near 500 athletes from around the state representing over 100 different communities.
Worrell says events like the seal hop and the two-foot high kick were passed down through generations to help instill the strength and skills necessary for everyday life in Alaska's challenging environment.
And it goes back to the games being done by hunters. These were originally games done by the hunters, and to be a successful hunter, you had to work together.
Worrell says what separates NYO from many Western sports is that competitors try to help each other reach their personal best during competitions.
And what you'll see is the athletes are working together, and they're sharing techniques and advice, and they're cheering on other teams. Coaches from other teams will come to your athletes if they happen to be in the same space, and they can give that advice. They will. That's not something you usually see in basketball.
Worrell says NYO has taken some time to catch on in Southeast Alaska. For the past few years, he's been working with Sea Alaska to build up the number of teams in the region. Sea Alaska sent Native sports equipment to Skagway, and last week Worrell connected with 4th, 5th, and 6th grade students virtually to teach them about the different events in the NYO games. Now, Bricker is coaching Skagway's first junior NYO club. She says 15 kids came to the first practice last Saturday. From now through the beginning of March, competitors will submit videos and measurements of their best attempts in the events of their choice. Meanwhile, Worrell says Sea Alaska Heritage Institute has sent NYO equipment to Haines, and one Haines School employee has taken the training to become a coach. He says they are working with the Haines School's activities director to get a program up and running. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strempel. Thanks for joining us. You can hear these stories and more on our website at khns.org.